Now, I, of course, am filling in for Rodney Olsen, who is, well, I pictured him to be on a bike somewhere riding his little heart out, but he's actually on a bus in the middle of Geelong. How are you, Rodney?
Listen, I'm pretty well. I was on a bike earlier today, but with the time difference,
yes,
we actually finished our ride at 7 o'clock your time,
yeah,
which was about 10 o'clock over here. So we were done and dusted, but it did mean that we got up at 1:30 a.m. time today just to get ready and then to ride. So that was a little odd. But, yeah, we're now just going through Geelong, which is where this ride started a few days ago, and heading back to Melbourne. So the ride's done and dusted.
That is ridiculous getting up that early, by the way. But can you tell us about the ride? What is it all about?
The whole idea of the ride, it's the 25,000 Spins Great Ocean Road Challenge. And the idea is that people could choose from three different charities, and they were ADRA, Botswana Orphan Project, or Compassion. I chose Compassion, and the idea is that they're all charities that are releasing children from poverty. So we're all riding for the various causes, but all riding together, and we raised around, I think it's just a little under $120,000.
Wow.
Amongst the riders, about 50 or 60 riders that were taking part through the 3 days. And so a great deal of money raised to support kids that are doing it really tough in various parts of the world through various projects, and climbing some big hills to do so.
It does sound amazing, an incredible amount of money raised, and I have seen a couple of photos that you've posted online and some hills that look rather difficult, I guess. This is the second time that you've done it. How does it compare to last year?
Well, I'm now wondering, why did I do it again? But, no, it's been absolutely fantastic. I just, you know, wanted to come back to catch up with some of the guys that did it last year, and a lot of them have returned, but also a lot of new faces here. The ride actually pretty much doubled in size this time round, so a lot more people taking part. And I just, you know, wanted to come back, do it all over again, and it's been fantastic. They compare really well, I guess. Different in the fact that there's a lot more people around, but yeah, fantastic riding once again.
Now, it's called 25,000 Spins. Can you explain that to me a little bit?
Listen, I wish I could. I do remember hearing exactly what that was about, but a guy called Craig Shipton, who is the guy who put this whole ride together, he came up with the 25,000 Spins, and I think that's really, it came out of the amount of spins that he would put on the bike in a day, I think it was.
Okay.
But also equated to the 25,000 children who were dying each day through treatable causes around the world. Now, thankfully, as you've known, Kyron, that number has dropped dramatically since he commenced 25,000 Spins. And you'd probably know the number better than I would, but it's down around 22 or even less thousand children that are dying of preventable causes daily. But it's still way too many, and we need to get that down. But that's what this ride is about, and we're helping to do that.
That's really good news. And it is, yeah, somewhere around about 21, 22, which is still too many, but we are getting somewhere, which is great news. I actually pictured there'd be someone sitting alongside a bike the entire day and physically counting how many times the wheel went around. That didn't happen?
Not so much. Okay. And I think it was actually the pedal revolutions that he was counting on. And one thing that cyclists do is get a fair idea of what their cadence is, which is revs per minute. And thankfully these days we have computers that will help us to work that out. So we can work out the amount of times our feet go around and around each day.
I'm getting too caught up in details that I just have no concept about. Hey, you've finished the ride. Congratulations and well done on all your fundraising efforts. If people want to support you now, can they do that still?
Absolutely. It's never too late to support children who are in poverty and release them from poverty. And probably the easiest thing for people to do right now is to go to my own website, which is rodneyolsen.net. If you go to rodneyolsen.net, have a look down the right-hand sidebar. There's a big button there that talks about releasing children from poverty through the 25,000 Spins Great Ocean Road Challenge. So if people click on that, they'll be able to go through to the fundraising page and they'll be able to do their bit. I mean, the whole team has sacrificed a lot over the last 3 days, climbing up some fairly decent hills. And, of course, we've had fun, but we've also been here for a very serious purpose. And so I guess now is the time for people to chip in and say, yeah, I want to be a part of that too.
Excellent work. Well, Rodney, you have a very well-deserved rest, and we look forward to having you back here in the chair on Monday.
Oh, I'm back on Monday, am I? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, Tyron. Thanks so much for your time today.
No worries, mate.